In the yard below, Rickon ran with the wolves. Bran watched him from his window seat. Wherever the boy went, Grey Wind was there first, loping ahead to cut him off, until Rickon saw him, screamed in delight, and went pelting off in another direction. Shaggy Dog ran at his heels, spinning and snapping if the other wolves came too close. His fur had darkened until he was all black, and his eyes were green fire. Bran Summer came last. He was silver and smoke, with eyes of yellow gold that saw all there was to see. Smaller than Grey Wind and more wary, Bran thought he was the smartest of the litter. He could hear his brother's breathless laughter as Rickon dashed across the hard-packed earth on little baby legs. His eyes stung. He wanted to be down there, laughing and running. Angry at the thought, Bran knuckled away the tears before they could fall. His eighth name day had come and gone. He was almost a man grown now, too old to cry. "It was just a lie," he said bitterly, remembering the crow from his dream. "I can't fly. I can't even run."
"Crows are all liars,"
old Nan agreed from the chair where she sat doing her needlework.
"I know a story about a crow."
"I don't want any more stories," Bran snapped, his voice petulant. He had liked old Nan and her stories once, before, but it was different now. They left her with him all day now to watch over him and clean him and keep him from being lonely. But she just made it worse. "I hate your stupid stories."